Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning into Local Focus, the program we do every Tuesday and Thursday to highlight some of the great work done by our nonprofits in our area to make sure that Henderson County in Western North Carolina is a great place to live for not just some of us, but for all of us. This morning, our guest on Local Focus, Jim Kelly, with Aging Projects,
Good
Inc. Good morning, Jim. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We are fantastic. And, of course, you're doing great. Jim, you're always doing great. Speaking of great, you got some great news. In the last number of years, you have been doing something, or Aging Projects, Inc. has been doing something incredibly successful called your Aging in Place Conference. Good news
That's
is you're
correct.
Doing it again this year. It's just going to be a little different, right?
That's right, Mark. You know, up until now, for the past 6 years, we've had our Fall National Conference, which was always held at Blue Ridge. And with all the challenges that we're all facing with COVID, we had to discontinue that conference this year. We weren't planning to do a conference, but we received a lot of letters, emails, and calls for folks that were looking for information because they enjoyed the conference so much. So we put our heads together and we decided to come up with a virtual conference. So we've changed the format. So as opposed to just being in the fall, what we're doing is we're going to have it both in the fall as well as the spring.
Uh-huh.
So the conference this year goes live at www.agingprojectsinc.org on October 8th. People don't have to register. If they have not attended one of the conferences before, they can send us our email and we'll add them to our email reminder when we're doing future conferences. So basically what it is that we narrowed it down to 6 engaging, informative presentations, and it was really hard to choose those 6 topics. We actually have the 6 topics for both this fall as well as in the spring. They're 20 minutes in length. You'll be able to listen to those presentations time and time again, watch it at your leisure, go back and watch it again, watch it with family and friends, take notes, and underneath each of the video presentations will be the contact information of the presenter. So you're going to know who's speaking at that time. Then at the end of that video presentation on that topic, it's going to repeat their same information again. So if folks have follow-up questions, they will be able to get in contact with the experts in these on these presentations.
So, Jim, is there a charge at all to be provided the link to these presentations?
There is no charge whatsoever.
Wow.
When the conference goes live on October 8th, they'll click on the link and they'll be able to watch the conference in its entirety, or they'll be able to watch the individual presentations. We have 6 really good engaging presentations this year. And okay, I'll run through those briefly for you. Our first one is Essential Legal Choices, which is presented by Caroline Knox, local attorney. She is a certified elder law specialist with Knox Law. She's one of the few attorneys in North Carolina with that special designation. She'll be covering topics including how to avoid probate, do I need a trust, if a spouse has dementia, if they have tax issues, asset preservation, medical planning, and more. So it's a good basic primer to remind people with all the changes going on to make sure that they have all their legal paperwork in place for not only themselves, their loved ones, if they have a individual they're taking care of. And it could either be for themselves, it could be for their spouse, it could be for a parent, or it could be a special needs parent or a special needs child. Our second topic is presented by Dr. Ellis, who is the chief medical officer for Party UNCA Healthcare. And of course, he's been on the queue multiple times, and he's going to do a great COVID update, which is going to cover the 19 steps to protect yourself as well as your loved ones. So he's going to be talking about the SARS, COVID-2 characteristics, the timeline, the migration strategies, which migration strategies are basically how to help to avoid contacting or spreading the COVID virus. He's going to be talking about, which is a really important topic, is the mental health challenges that we all face where we're not able to go out. And, you know, with always having the conference in the place, we really miss not being able to see all the friendly, familiar faces at the conference every year, the new faces. We'll miss seeing the folks at the queue and all the other providers and the partners and the sponsors, because it's just a family atmosphere where we're getting together, there we're sharing the information, helping folks live safely and happily in their own homes. So that's going to be a big area that he's going to be discussing about as well, Dr. Ellis, is about the mental health aspects about COVID. Our third presentation, which we've touched on in the past, which is a really important topic, it's close to my heart, is on falls prevention. Falls prevention is the leading cause of hospitalization for seniors. So we have Justin Peterson, who is the rehabilitation director for Western North Carolina Kindred at Home. He's going to be covering why falls prevention is so important, what systems affect your balance, how medical conditions or medications can affect that, what your therapy options are, your treatment options are, how you can apply home modifications to prevent falls. And an interesting aspect that he's going to engage the listeners to, again, they're going to have to listen to the presentation and watch the presentation to find out what he's talking about. It's called the fifth vital signs for seniors. So he's going to have a real interesting presentation. He's our third presenter this year. Our fourth presenter this year, again, is a real close to home topic. It's about advocacy and what is an advocate. That will be presented by Karen Wolfen, who is a registered nurse, and she is the owner of Holistic Elder Services here in Western North Carolina. And she's going to be discussing, it's kind of a mix of the what you normally hear. It's not who, what, when, or why, but it's what is an advocate? Why do you need an advocate? Who should be your advocate? How does somebody advocate on your behalf? And when do they advocate? And a lot of people have a confusion. There's a huge difference between advocacy and an advocate. She will educate everyone on that and about how an advocate is able to open up those channels of communication and collaboration gaps between all the different parties, so there's mutual trust, and it helps not only the individual that is helping to provide that care for their loved one, and it coordinates all the different care that that individual is receiving between all the different providers of the information. So there's good flow, there's a lot of communication. So if I'm taking care of you, Mark, your needs are understood and valued. Likewise, I'm getting the information so that everyone is on the same page for what your needs are to maintain your health, be it in your own home, if you're in a assisted living, long-term care facility and the like. So Karen is our fourth presenter. Our fifth presenter is the power of physical resiliency. And that it will be presented by Ellen Krzyzmyk, who is a geriatric medicine specialist and internal medicine physician here in Western North Carolina. 30 years specialty in that area. And she's going to be talking about the differences between frailty and resiliency. Resiliency is the power and the ability to recover from adversity, whether it be an illness, an injury, or emotional difficulties, in contrast to what frailty is, which is basically being easily broken and destroyed. She's going to educate and inform the listeners and the viewers on how you can build physical resiliency and how you can grow it at no matter what age you are. So we all can learn as we get older. She does a really nice job on presenting that. And when she's talking to all the viewers, they're going to feel like she's in their living room talking one-on-one to them to help them understand so that they can build that resiliency no matter what their age is. Our final presenter is another topic that's close to heart to folks here in Western North Carolina, And a lot of people know about the organizations. They have some questions. They don't know about what's going on with that these organizations. It's the Council on Aging here in Buncombe County and the Council of Aging in Henderson County. So we will have Heather Bauer, who's the executive director of the Council on Aging of Buncombe County, Keith Logan, the executive director of the Council on Aging of Henderson County. They're going to share information about their mission, the programs that they offer, how they can help you, your neighbors, your loved ones so that they can age in place, and what's changed with COVID, how it's affected their programs, providing those services, and where they see their programs and how they can support folks moving forward. So again, all these topics are video presentations where they can watch them all in their entirety through the whole entire presentation. They can revisit those same videos time and time again with their family, friends, relatives, providers. They can take notes. They'll be able to contact these providers just like they normally do in the presenters during the conference that we would hold at Blue Ridge Community College. They can get their questions answered because these presenters know they're going to have questions not only during the presentations, but afterwards. So they'll be able to reach out to them and get those questions that they have answered. And so again, it's the conference, the virtual conference for this fall. The information is now live at Aging Projects, www.agingprojectsinc.org. The conference goes live October 8th. And then the beginning of the year, we will announce when the spring conference will be open, and that will be in April. So I know I've talked a lot, Greg, but we're really excited because, I mean, it's a complete change from an on-site where we have those friendly faces. We can engage with people. There's a lot of energy there, and we're hoping and we believe it's going to happen with a virtual conference as well, because what we want to do is we want to help people live safely and happily in their own homes. We provide the help for them, and we provide the peace of mind for everyone that is looking to stay in place. And again, for folks that are new to the Q community, when they visit Aging Projects, it's really simple. We have 14 categories that they can get information on, and I'll go through those really briefly, Mark. It includes advocacy, case management, would you like help deciding what you need to do, basic needs, do you need help obtaining clothing, furniture, appliances, or food, care, do you need help caring for either yourself or a loved one? We have financial insurance. Do you need advice in those areas? Health, do you need assistance with health care, housing? Do you need help either obtaining or maintaining a good place to live or relocating? The legal or the elder matters. Do you need legal advice? Memory care. Do you have concerns about memory loss? Where to receive treatment? Mental health. We have nutrition, food, the physical mobility issues, safety, security, social needs, transportation. And then, of course, we have our newsletters, which is the information folks can really use. So they can visit the website. They can send an email to info@agingprojectsinc.org. They'll receive the monthly newsletter, and we'll keep them abreast of all the events that are going on. We don't sell. We don't share the information. We all keep it within Aging Projects because there is a big emphasis on privacy, and we want folks to know that we're looking out after them. All the providers on our website go through a screening process, and we have a safety reminder so that when folks do contact anyone, they want to make sure that they have a license, they have insurance, that they can see copies of those documents, because what we did when we started Aging Projects, we want folks to feel comfortable when they visit Aging Projects that they're going to receive the same type of care that we're doing when we look after our loved ones. So I know I've talked a lot, Mark. I could talk about this endlessly because I have a passion helping folks so that they can remain in their own homes.
Well, and
questions you have, Mark, I'd love to answer
them. And your passion is obvious. And again, validation also, knowing that you were not going to have a conference this year, but you got so much and so much community engagement saying, hey, what about the conference? What about the conference? So again, it's agingprojectsinc.org. You can go on now and get information about the conference, but the conference, all of these presentations will go live on October the 8th, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
No charge, and they'll be able to watch these presentations anytime.
Right.
You know, a month from now, if they have questions, a year from now. You know, I actually was in the planning stages to do this through the entire prior years, but the focus was on the physical conference. So, I mean, what we want to do with the virtual conference is still provide the information that folks are looking for, and they will still be able to reach out to the presenters or the providers to have their questions answered.
Fantastic.
That's all what it's about. Of their needs.
Fantastic. It's a great service, Jim, that you provide through Aging Projects, Inc. Again, it's the Aging in Place virtual conference this year. Another one of those examples of figuring out how to make lemonade out of lemons, and you've done it. And of course, there'll be another one coming up in the spring, too, which people will hear about. So again, agingprojectsinc.org. You can go on right now and get information. You can also sign up for emails at info@agingprojectsinc.org. For email info. And then, of course, the virtual conference goes live on October the 8th. And once it's live, it's there, and you can go back anytime. Jim, thank you so much for the service that you are providing folks here in not only just Henderson County, but Western North Carolina, helping people age in place and take care of themselves as they get older. Thanks for that service. All right, Jim?
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too. Once again, folks, it's the Aging in Place virtual conference. It will go live on October the 8th, but you can go onto their website right now and find more information at agingprojectsinc.org.